Hi, Brie.
Hi, Greta.
Hi. New setup.
Yeah, new setup. Couch.
Couch.
So hopefully we won't be slipping down the entire time because we're aware how we look by the end of them. That was kind of the point of the Christmas episode, too. Just
call back to that one.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it, go, listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
But specifically, the YouTube end.
Got a little extra bit.
Yeah, you understand.
That's just being morons.
Yeah. Yeah, because I would edit, and just slowly our heads would just, get lower. We'd just start to slide.
It's hard always to so be uncomfortable. Comfy.
It's so a bet. This helps. But yeah. I think this will set up, well, as I slouch, but you know what I mean.
We'll still
we'll
be on the floor.
You should see the tops of our heads. So I hope that you guys enjoyed last episode with the word game.
We enjoyed it. I just watched it tonight and I was cracking up. I think we're funny.
I think we're hilarious. But yeah, so how's life been, as if I don't talk to you every other day of the week?
This morning.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about being a mom real quick. This morning, my son woke me up. We co-sleep still. He sleeps in our bed. He woke me up and he was like, "Hey, I pooped." And he's potty trained. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if he farts, he goes, "I pooped," because we go, "Ew, you pooped your pants," you know. And so I was like, "Okay, let's go to the bathroom, get ready, get up." Didn't even think anything of it. And I pulled down his pants so he could go pee on the potty, and I stuck my thumb. I don't think I told you that.
You didn't tell me that.
In his underwear, because I just pulled down his pants and grabbed. And my thumb just squished. And I was like, "Oh, you really pooped your pants."
You really did.
Because he wasn't, acting any different. It didn't offend him. And I touched the bed.
He's like, I just pooped my bed.
I just pooped my pants. So I just threw out those underwear because I'm not dealing with that.
No.
And, yeah, so I got him cleaned up on the toilet. And then he took a bath. And then he was just sobbing in the tub. Because he was like, "I'm starving, I'm starving." And he probably was. We got up pretty late.
Yeah.
So I was pooped his pants. So I went upstairs and I got him a Pop-Tart and he ate a Pop-Tart in the tub. And then I did nothing else productive until that afternoon. I was going to wake up and I was going to do so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pooped his pants.
Yeah, it just set the whole day off kind of shitty.
Next time I'm bringing it to your house.
No.
It was this thumb. I watched it really well because my nails freak me out.
Freak me out. I can't. I have started to use gloves when cooking with chicken because I'm afraid stuff's just gonna get under there, and I can't
need gloves.
Can't get it out. Wegmans.
But I'm poor, so nope. Just don't give me the aisle number.
I think it's 17.
Is it still? Because they moved everything around.
Yeah, it's in that. It's not the food aisles, but it's in that once they start to become metal shelves. The big metal.
Oh, toilet paper and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's
the
over.
Aisle before that one.
Yeah.
They didn't move that stuff.
No. It's reorganized, but it's
same
in
aisle.
That aisle.
You just did so much to your hair right now. It's just tucked kind of weird. Behind you, there you go. It was just just one little.
Well, I haven't done my hair and probably since the last time we recorded a podcast, so my hair follicles have been hurting because I've
just
had
been up.
It's been clipped.
Yeah,
and my hair, I had real bad postpartum hair loss, so it's I've been waiting for the day where I take a shower and clumps of hair don't fall out.
Yeah,
still not. That
no, it took a
today.
While for me. And I had to switch shampoo, too, because my hair loss, postpartum hair loss, started, I want to say, 6 months after he was born. It was pretty late, and it was, coming out in, just handfuls, and you'd be like, "That's disgusting." But I was using Olaplex.
Olaplex kind of scares me. I saw, one thing about it, and I was like, "Ah!"
But now I use, bio something. Jeff.
I'm shocked I got this mic off.
You were panicking a little bit. It was a subtle panic.
It wasn't turning off. No, mine started 3 months postpartum, but we also got COVID three months postpartum. So I had hair loss from postpartum and COVID.
Yeah. So, and it sticks around for a long time.
Yeah. My stylist said she had it 2 years. 2 year mark is where it like felt like for her.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When I switched my shampoo, I think I switched to It's a 10 first, and then I switched to color shampoo when I started coloring my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But that helped a lot. And now I use Olaplex like every once in a while, but I usually only use the conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used it like my daily, but I don't wash my hair every day, so once or twice a week.
Yeah.
I used it as that. And once I stopped, it actually really helped.
That's a good idea. I mean, I've been using the shampoo that I've been using is the one that my stylist has recommended to me. It's Lanza, I think it is. I think Lanza.
And it could still be a good brand. You're just not reacting well to it.
Not reacting well because today I went like this in the shower. No, yesterday went like that in the shower. Yep. Just literally a thick. Just section of hair.
Yeah. And like, that's fantastic. That has to look great for me.
Like, this is so good. It's just, and then I put it on the wall because I can't let it go down the drain. I can't. We have a little mushroom thing for our drain.
So let it go down the drain. Then it catches. And then it's not on your wall.
But, well, my wall, I just take it down and put it in the trash. It's my hair.
Okay. I hate wet hair.
I hate other people's wet hair. It doesn't bug me too much. But no, it's... I get my hair done tomorrow, though, so I'm excited to go and talk to her about it just because it felt like it was getting better, and then it got worse. I mean, who the hell knows? Maybe I had COVID at one point. I didn't know.
You also, you can cut this if you want, but you also got your period for the first time in years, so your hormones.
I did. No, we can talk about that. I don't care.
Yeah, your hormones are just
fucked. Out of whack. I'm so out of whack, man.
Silas is going to be 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, this past, like, summer, I've felt normal since having him, like, hormone-wise, that copper IUD, man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so weird, like, I've been on hormonal birth control since I was 14, and, like, I got pregnant on birth control. So I was on birth control. Then I was pregnant.
Did I know that?
I don't know.
I don't think I knew about the birth control. Anyways.
Probably not.
We weren't that close then.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me much anyways.
I don't think a lot of people know that because...
It doesn't matter.
Right. It was a NuvaRing in case you actually care.
Just if anybody's tallying. If anybody's tallying out there if they're trying to make a decision.
Yeah. Always recommend the IUD. But yeah, so I was on hormonal birth control since I was 14, then got pregnant, so that's a whole new set of hormones, and then postpartum hormones, and then I got back on the NuvaRing right after just to be on something. Would have known, I would have just had them put the IUD in because I had a C-section, and fuck IUD insertion. But then I went from hormone to hormone to hormone, and then finally got off of it, and then also got off of postpartum hormones, and I feel like awake.
It was just suddenly, it's not so foggy.
Yeah.
That's how I've always explained it. It's just a fog. And I still feel foggy, mind you, but not quite as foggy.
Yeah.
And
it was almost just like feeling like you're gonna get your period all the time.
All the time. That's where I'm at right now. I mean, now I, late bloomer, I was 16 when I got my first period. I was not regulated until I got on birth control when I was 19.
Oh, wow.
From like 16.
I had my period for a year before I went on birth control because I wasn't regulated.
No, I mean, I only had my period probably like 12 times in 2 years. Like, was never regulated. It was never the same. It was just always so unpredictable.
Yeah.
I mean, and it kind of sucks because all of my friends were getting out of swim class.
I would have just lied. I would have just said anyways.
My mom was, because she was the MVP because she would just, she's like, I don't want to swim today. She goes, okay, I'll just write you a note.
Swimming sucks for and like I had gym
first
class.
Period.
I was going to say, it's always the first, when you have first period gym too, because like I was a swimmer. I love swimming. And I was like, hey,
This is stupid.
I'm on the swim team. Can I not do this? I have to do this in 6.5 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. So, anyways, I've never been regulated. Come to find out, I just have PCOS and endometriosis-like lining. They don't know if I have endometriosis.
That's the most horrible diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah.
What?
Something about, I have cystic follicles in my uterus. I don't know. I had a bunch of old cysts on my left ovary. But I've never experienced, at least to my knowledge, a rupture.
I think you know. Like, well, I think they're really aggressive. So, you know,
remember when I went, you brought me to the ER?
Yeah, and like the... Yeah, but I'm thinking of the time in your apartment, too.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a hot possibility. There is a hot chance that a lot of those stomach issues that I... The stomach issues I was having...
So why...
Now I'm at you.
Why? Why, when we went to the ER, you didn't go, hey, I have cysts on my ovaries?
I don't think about it.
Probably should do an ultrasound.
Probably. It's not.
So next time we go to the ER.
Next time.
I'll be the one to be like, hey, she has some cysts on her ovaries. Maybe they ruptured.
So, okay.
Because what did they tell you at the ER? What did they tell you when we went to the fucking ER, Greta?
I don't remember.
Gas.
They said you have.
No, it was like a virus.
It was my
gastrointestinal
something.
It was a virus. It was a virus in your tummy. Yeah, but they said it was a virus. They didn't just say gas.
They said it was viral. And it was just because I was not feeling good. And then that night, I couldn't go to sleep because my back hurt so bad. And I was super dehydrated, so we thought kidneys. And yeah. Bree and other friends of ours were like, you should go to the ER. And I was like, nah.
And then she just didn't respond.
Yeah,
it was like 20 minutes.
Well, because I was trying to go to sleep. And then I was like, I can't go to sleep. This hurts. And Austin's like, I really don't know what I should do. We can't leave because both of the kids were there sleeping. And I was like, Bree said she'll take me. And Austin's like, you should go. I was like, okay. And so Bree just pulls up. We were there till 4 a.m.
4 in the morning. We both... That's when I still worked at the same place. And I actually messaged our boss while we were at the ER. And I was like, hey... Greta and I are at the ER. We're okay, but we're not gonna work tomorrow.
I know, it's like my aunt was still scheduled to come. My aunt.
She was scheduled to clock in.
She was scheduled to clock in around 8:30. No, my aunt comes on Thursdays, and I texted her. I was like, so I'm not gonna work, but I still really need you to come here tomorrow.
I'm gonna take a nap.
And that's what I did, because O was still on a 2-nap schedule. So every time I put him down for a nap, I would go nap, and then each time that, like, he'd wake up, I'd wake up with him, and then I would bring him downstairs, and I'd, like, get him settled, and then I'd go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, I think I was still pumping. So, like, I remember I had to, like, pump at some point, and I was, like, worried, and it was a whole thing. So, I guess, yeah, I should probably mention my sis the next time, when I go to the ER again sometime.
I'm not gonna say if, because it's more likely than not one of us.
And it's just,
even if I'm there. So I
have cysts. How does that affect her?
It's just sympathy.
Contagious.
Can she feel my pain?
It's like when Joey went to the ER with
Phoebe was having a pain,
and he was like, it's sympathy pains and his appendix rupture.
No, he had kidney stones.
Oh, he had kidney stones.
What else could it be?
Kidney stones. Kidney stones. Who? What did I watch when this appendix ruptured? Gilmore Girls. The little Luke's daughter. Sorry, spoiler alert, I guess. Luke's daughter
is been out.
April was sick. She really wanted to go to that party.
Yeah.
And
I think I blocked that whole part out because I hated Luke.
Yeah. That was a ridiculous plot. Like, how he handled that is not how Luke would have handled it.
No.
He was a baby back bitch. Luke was a bitch in that.
Yeah.
That. Ugh. So pissed. Anyways.
We have a friend. No, I'm mad.
Oh.
I think about this every day. We have a friend who says she doesn't like Lorelai Gilmore. You know who you are. You watch it. I know you're watching. I'm calling you out. And it makes me upset.
Oh, so upset. Leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
She's doing the best she can. How?
Single mom.
That's Reba. That is Reba. We love Lorelai here. We are Lorelai stans. Now, I mean, could she?
We get it.
We understand.
Stop.
But leave her alone. Leave Lorelai alone.
Rory's worse.
Okay. When I first started watching Gilmore Girls, because I watched it, and two of my friends told me to watch it separately, and I was like, "Hey, I'm finally watching Gilmore Girls." And yeah, Faith
started watching it. And then I watched it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we made a group chat.
We did. Well, Bethany had watched it separately. Did she? Yeah. She had, like, had been watching it. She was, like, rewatching it. And so when I would, like, I compared Oliver. I said, like, Oliver is our little Rory, but different or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because Faith has always said that I can give off Lorelai vibe sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so now, is that true? Probably not. But I'll take it. Also, I am a, oh my god, his name.
I'm not telling you because I disagree.
Logan. I'm a Logan stan. Team Jess. I get it.
Team Jess.
I get it.
Team Jess.
Now, I understand. Dean's a bitch.
No, fuck Dean. love Sammy, though.
I do love Sam.
That's supernatural. No. Jess is realistic, and he was a stupid teenager, but, like, they had so much more in common. Why did you drop out of Yale? And Logan's just in there being Logan. Yeah. I hate Logan. And then the end?
I hated what they did with that relationship.
The end?
Mm-hmm. Like, you mean...
It just defines who Rory is, first of all, because that's nothing new. Mm-hmm. She did that.
Yeah.
And then just to drop... And then it's hit. No.
Mm-mm. Like, you mean that new season?
Yeah.
The new four episodes? That was just ridiculous.
She's not with Logan.
No.
Gets pregnant.
Yeah.
So, what we're saying mm-hmm. is that Logan mm-hmm. is Christopher. And Jess
yeah.
is
Luke. Yeah. I know. But I don't think that... I love the Logan trope. I love that trope.
He's too blonde.
Okay, make him brunette.
But he's not. Logan, go dye your hair for my viewing pleasure.
Well, okay, so I guess what I was told was the Logan character was supposed to be Chad Michael Murray's character. He was supposed to make a reappearance, but Chad Michael Murray was on One Tree Hill. So they had to just change. They just brought in a new character.
So they decided on Logan?
Yeah. I would have much rather seen Tristan again. Let's be honest.
Me too.
I also loved the Tristan trope.
Tristan is higher on my list than Logan. Mm-hmm. I understand Logan. I do.
I love Logan.
But he's not endgame.
No, I don't think any of them were endgame.
Jess is. Did you see adult Jess?
I get it. Yeah. Okay. My husband
was a bitchy asshole teenage boy, too. Look where we're at now.
Okay, Rory, what are you trying
I'm not
to...
Rory, right, so I why love are you Jess. Rory's not involved. Jess is just the winner for anyone.
I get it. I do. I understand what you're saying. And I'm easily convinced.
You're like, that's it, Team Jess.
I was like, you know what? Oh, fine. How did we get to Gilmore Girls? I was talking about my period. How did we get there? What was that train of thought? What stops did we take?
Because we were talking about friends. And we were talking about kidney stones.
Cysts.
Cysts. If I went to the hospital, you had... Wow.
We went to friends, and then I said, well, who had the appendix taken out?
April.
It was April. Okay, I get it. That wasn't that far off. Word game.
And go.
This is
a banana.
Bitch, what if I told you I was thinking...
I wouldn't believe you.
I was fucking thinking banana.
And how do we get there?
Because that Peel Banana song is constantly playing in my head from this
No, don't do it. I know, don't do it.
But it's always there.
We are the elephants.
What?
Oh, it's the dinosaurs. What's the elephant song?
That is the... If you meet an elephant upon a summer's day.
I was thinking dinosaurs.
Yes. Oliver loves the dinosaur song. Singing the peel banana.
I know. I said don't sing it.
Oh, well, you start singing something else. So anyway, I have cysts.
Cysts on my
heart. No. This whole thing started with postpartum hair loss, man.
It started with your hair appointment.
And even before that, it was...
Life updates.
And then hair was going this way. It literally started from my hair just being in a wacky way.
Wacky hair. Right.
All right. Moving on.
What's going on with you? Besides your hair appointment.
I'm losing my hair. No. What is going on with me? I'm just busy.
Yeah.
and then school. It's still... I forget about school often.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget about school and I don't have a job.
It's a wild world out there in the working. Like, I remember we started all of this. Our first one was about... I don't have my watch on. I just realized.
I'm sorry.
No, I went to check the time. I went to, like, go look. And...
Why? Do you have somewhere to be?
Yeah. Not here.
The more important thing. We're in the middle of filming.
I just get up and leave. I just leave everything here and I'm just
If you just left me alone, I'd have to finish it.
What would you talk about?
The fact that you left, first of all.
Bitch.
Yeah, it's just be a lot of bad mouth on you.
God, what was I going to say?
I don't know where you're going. Starting the podcast or starting...
Oh, we were starting the podcast. We started the podcast and, like, we talked about first impressions and, like, what that meant in, like, the...
The virtual
world.
Remote.
And now all you have, like, the hardest thing is trying to make an impression on, like, your resume.
Yeah.
And your cover letters so you can get a job. Because, like, it's... tough out there. And I mean, everybody is, it's a recession and
Everyone's trying to find new jobs. Everyone's behind, like the employers are behind in applications and there's been jobs that I've applied to in 2022 that I'm either just now getting responses back from. I haven't gotten any responses. No rejection. But it's crazy because, like, it is behind. So then they find someone, they hire them, and then they also have to reject all these other applications. And if you go on LinkedIn, it says, like, how many people applied. And you're like, 20,000 people applied to this. And then you're like, I'm not.
Because maybe that's not the right mindset to have. But it's like... I would consider myself to be a positive person.
Yeah.
But I am very realistic when it comes to, like, who I am in the workforce.
Yeah.
And, like, qualifications.
Yeah. You can kind of, like, feel out what they're really looking for.
Mm-hmm. And then it's not
and
me.
And sometimes you're like, that's not me. And sometimes it's just like, that's not the vibe. I'm not going to fit in there. I had that one interview at that company that, I don't know if I had one or I had two, but I was so excited about that one because the vibe was just so cool. Like, we talked about Harry Potter and they were, like, a small company and it felt like the old.
Felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they said, like, over, like, 2,000 people applied and they were like, you're in the last, like, 10 or whatever. And, like, that's a big jump. And that's just 2,000.
Right.
And that's, like, a place you vibed with. But, like, if you're going to go to even a bigger company that over 10,000 people applied to, because those numbers get crazy.
It's stupid.
And then you're like, well, everything about this seems the opposite of what I want.
Yeah.
You know that they're going to feel the same way about your resume.
Yeah.
And even, like, your LinkedIn and all that, so.
Well, and that's, like, it's crazy because, I don't know, and maybe I'm putting a lot more, I'm really hoping that once my bachelor's is, like, I can say that I have my bachelor's degree. I'm hoping that helps.
That's kind of what I'm thinking too.
And it's just like, I don't know, they don't give you a chance, right?
Because they're looking for those specific words on your resume. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that bachelor's degree, they're not even going to look at it because half the time it is a computer mm-hmm. just sorting through looking for those words. So you can't make an impression.
Yeah. No,
your impression is that degree, whether or not it's a bachelor's degree and something they want mm-hmm. or just a random bachelor's degree.
Right. And it's like they look for keywords. And this is like a
buzzwords.
Little... Yeah, like this is just like a little tip and trick, which I mean, obviously can't really say if it's been successful, but...
It's supposed to be successful.
It's supposed to be. It's like you look at the job posting and you grab those keyword buzzwords, and if you're able to replace what's in your resume with those keywords, because...
They'll grab it faster. And
because a lot of them go through a AI. They go through a filter system.
If you really want a job,
keep applying
multiple times. You can apply one day and apply the next day to the same job, same resume. Mm-hmm. And half the times, I know people who have gotten jobs that have been like, oh, yeah, I applied multiple times. Mm-hmm. And then the recruiter's like, we only saw your application once, and we're probably lucky we saw that.
Mm-hmm. Especially because of the influx of people. And it's that whole whole bullshit of nobody wants work. No. Nobody wants to work for lower than minimum wage because you cannot survive on it. To be treated like shit. You can't survive on that.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other thing is that the getting deep. State of the world, real scary. Real shitty. It's hard. You have to work 3 jobs just to pay your bills. And if you're lucky, maybe you can be a double income household and have an extra liquid income. Like,
and God forbid you have children.
Yeah. Then and, you're screwed because you're either gonna have to put them in childcare and still not be able to pay, or you're gonna have to stay home because you can't afford childcare. Yeah. And it's like, I'm in a very fortunate position, and we were in a very fortunate position where we work together and where I still work. Very flexible in that, and mm-hmm. that I can have my kid at home, and as long as I'm doing my job well, and they can't, I don't think in New York they can legally ask or like make you.
No, I don't think so.
But it's like one of those where we're, you know, we are very fortunate that we don't have to pay, we don't have to have childcare.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people. But
in that sense, like, I'm job hunting, mm-hmm. and now I have to do only remote and hope that that job will be flexible because. Yeah. There is no way in hell that we could afford childcare.
Mm-mm.
And it's good that childcare is expensive because those people that are watching your children deserve to be paid.
It has nothing to do with the price of childcare. It has everything to do with how much you're making as in your job. That's right. Because, like you said, they are taking care of your kid. And
if I can trust you, if I hear great things, like, it's a good place, like, I would not leave my child.
Mm-mm.
Anywhere at this point, especially around here, like, it's really difficult for me to even like think about doing that. So like, if I'm going to a place, I expect it to be pricey.
Mm-hmm.
It just, no one can pay any of that.
It has nothing to do, because they're just trying to make,
they're just doing their jobs, trying to make money, just like
we just are. Like we are. And that's that whole other mindset. I think that, like, our generation and working in retail has shifted our just understanding that people, most of the time, people working, they're just trying to literally live their life.
Right.
They aren't, they're
retail workers.
Nobody's out there trying, nobody's out to get you. Nobody, oh no.
So sorry.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just attacked me a little bit.
Oh no. Nobody's out to get you. Your waitress is not there to make your life miserable.
And I promise you, any customer service, anything, any retail worker had no part in any inconvenience you've had.
None.
I would bet over odds of over 75% that unless that retail worker's just straight up punched you in the face, they had nothing to do with anything that happened to you.
Well, that, like, reminds me when I worked at Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
So when I worked at a big phone company, I had a wide variety of customers come in. And this was specifically, like, Black Friday weekend when I was working there. I had a wonderful team there. Loved who I worked with. I did not like that job. Yep. One, I'm not a salesperson. I feel way too guilty.
Sales is crazy hard.
It's so hard. You have to be the right person. My husband is that type of person, and he's been very successful at a sales job. Mm-hmm. I cannot.
No.
I am not a closer. I can offer you, and if you tell me no, I say,
okay.
Cool.
What? Bye.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
But...
Or, you know where you could get this cheaper? That's what I would do.
I'd be like, well, if you go down to Walmart. I did that when I worked at Justice
all the time. I was like, guys, it's just expensive because it says Justice.
It's literally the t-shirt. I was a manager there.
So how's school going for you?
Oh, it's going. Yeah. It's week four.
Halfway through your last class.
Yeah. I will get my conferral date is April 1st.
Well.
Don't ask me what that means because I don't really know. I think it just means that that's the day where they're like, okay, these are your grades.
You're officially, like, unenrolled, yeah. Probably.
And it's like, this is when, like, the grades will get sent to essentially be... Because I petitioned for graduation already.
Nice.
Because you petition. Mm-hmm. So I petitioned for graduation. That was confirmed. That's good. When I got was like, you know, as long as you finish this the class, term,
yeah.
You will, your conferral date's April 1st. I will... officially, like, commencement is in May. So almost done. I just am just getting through it. Yeah. I forget that I have a class.
Yeah.
Like, I have a paper due Sunday.
I'm actually ahead this week. My one class is done.
Oh, good.
So, that's my counseling class. So, my other class is scripting. That's been a ride.
Has it been bad?
I... know nothing, but Mitchell's been doing it as, like, a review and, like, helping me, and it's actually been really nice to, like, spend that time with him.
Huh.
But we were doing one of the assignments, and, like, we had to set up, like, a code to do something. It was, like, with the seasons, and, like, it gives you a prompt. Yeah, I don't know why. I just, my mouth stopped working.
That's what she said.
I was waiting for it. So you do what it says, and... check and see if it works, and then you could submit it, and, like, it'll tell you if you did something wrong, and you can submit it as many times as you need. But the one we did together, he helped me get it done in less than a minute, and, like, it worked the first time, and I just looked at him. I was like, that was crazy. I was like, you've
been so attractive.
You're so hot right now. But, like, we were sitting there, and, like, I was sitting in my chair in his office, and he just pulled his desk chair over, and I just look at him, I go, that was less than a minute. That was insane. And he's just, like, smirking. I was like, that, like, seriously, I'm shocked.
He's like, I'm good at this.
Like, he did it so, he's like, yeah, it's this, this, and this. And he was like, how does that, like, kind of, like, how do you think that works? Like, how would you,
trying to,
yeah.
like, teach you yeah. as well.
But I was like, we've never done it to where it just works the first... I was like, that's crazy. I just couldn't get over it. And he was so proud of himself.
Aww.
But it's good review for him.
Yeah.
I'm never going to go anywhere further with coding. Mm. I actually absolutely fucking hate coding with everything in me. I think it's really cool.
If you can do it, dope.
It takes a lot of information storing in your brain, and I'm just not interested in it. I know HTML to where, like, if I look at it, I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And that's all I wanted with this class. If I look at it, I know what's going on. And I'll be able to do that. I'm just not going to be able to write my own code.
Oh.
Because it's stupid and I fucking hate it. Like, it's really cool, but Jesus Christ, I've never hated anything more.
Never hated anything more.
I open my laptop and I open it to that page and I immediately get tired.
You're like, no.
Everything in me is like, So Mitchell's like, you want to do it? And I'm like, no.
I don't.
Not even a little bit. I said, you can.
You can.
And but he's like, no.
You're dying. Well, I mean, that kind of, like, answers my question. Because I was like, I've always wanted to know code.
Mm-hmm.
It's
really cool.
Yeah. That's where it
is. I fucking hate it. But we're halfway done.
But you're halfway done.
And I'm going to check my electives to make sure I'm not taking another one.
Yeah, you should.
I don't think I am.
You should.
But I'm going to just double check. Props to Mitchell, though, because...
Is that what he's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his whole...
That's cool.
It's really cool.
Like, good for
him. I could watch it. I could watch him do it.
Like, it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
I just couldn't.
No. It makes me understand a little bit why developers are so grouchy and stubborn.
You're like, I get it.
But also, like, just, you can change the things.
Right.
You can.
You're just not.
So Valentine's Day is coming up.
It is. Valentine's Day is coming up. What do you guys do anything for Valentine's Day?
We are anti-Valentine's Day.
Why?
It's stupid.
Oh.
I hate Valentine's Day.
We're having a Galentine's
Day. I'm excited for that. I just think Valentine's Day is stupid.
Oh.
Like, if you want to do it, fine, but I'm not gonna...
It's like, you just do it over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we don't, like, do much. We used to, like, do dinner and stuff. But then my dog died on Valentine's Day. In, like...
Uh-huh.
In, like, 20... I don't know, 20... How long were Austin and I dating for?
16?
We started in 2016. I think it was 2018. I think it was when he died. Gibson died in 2018. We found him. He was given back to us. On Valentine's Day of 2018.
He was given...
You know how when dogs...
You want to get into this?
I'll synopsis. So you know how when dogs get hurt or they feel like they're sick, they run away.
Yeah.
So he had one day ran away, and it was 2018 because we had Gracie. Gibson at one point had ran off, and now that wasn't necessarily unusual. Yeah. His sister and him, we got them together, and they would run off all the time. Rita also ran away and disappeared. We never got closure on her, which still think about her to this day. She was a great dog. Gibson was like my soul dog, my first soul dog.
Telling Gracie.
Well, Gracie's my now soul dog. Gibson was like my protector because, hold on. Fun story. One time when I was in high school. I'm sorry. Everything turns into me. I don't have to tell you. It's
okay. You're just like my dog. Ran away.
Valentine's Day just died. I'm just
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. But here's a quick fun tidbit.
Okay, this is a story of why he's my protector.
I know.
Because...
Go ahead.
In high school, my high school boyfriend... and I were like watching a movie, and we were joking around, and my house like goes in a circle, and I ran around the circle and the inside, and Gibson was on his dog bed in one of the rooms that you'd run through, but the lights were off and it was dark, and my boyfriend wrapped his arm around my waist, and Gibson
said
that. He got up so quick. All of the fur on his back was standing up, and he did, because he was not loud. He was not a loud dog, but he let out this, like, low...
Like, growl.
Loud growl. And Max Perfum was like, okay. He's like, I'm sorry. And I was like, it's okay. Like, I went over to Gibson, and I was like, it's okay. And before that, he would wag his tail and just be so happy anybody walked in that house. As soon as that happened... Any man that walked in behind me...
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm, he was like, nope. He was okay with Austin.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. He was a good judge of character, I guess. but no, he hated men after that.
Me too.
I hated men before that. So. I still do. But no, he was like my favorite dog. He was just... He was like my favorite childhood dog. He was, you know, I had to add the childhood Gracie.
No, it's okay. We started with Valentine's
Day. It always happens. Anyways, he died on Valentine's Day, okay? In 2018.
I'm really sorry about Gibson.
It's okay.
And I'm not laughing about Gibson. I'm just laughing how we end up in these places.
I know. We always end up not where the conversations start, and that's why these recordings end up being 3 hours. But no, essentially, I was like on my way to drop off Carly at her house, and Gibson had been missing, and like I was dressed to go to dinner, but I was dropping her off, and my mom called, but Carly answered, and was like, you know, Greta's driving. She's almost to my house, and my mom's like, we found, like, he's mm-hmm. here. Essentially, our neighbor, what we had found out is that he ran off because he was probably new, mm-hmm. and our neighbor who, Rita and Gibson, used to, like, go run and play with his dog.
Oh, cute.
Our neighbor had found him and, like, left a note and was like, you know, we found him. He looked very peaceful. And so that was on Valentine's Day. So then I went to Valentine's Day dinner with Austin at, like, Olive Garden.
Uh-huh. And you didn't tell him beforehand?
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay.
I called him. And,
okay.
Well, no, Carly texted him mm-hmm. and was like, they found Gibson. And Austin's like, alive.
What's the situation?
And Carly's
She's like not
not good. So yeah, Valentine's Day, since then we just don't really do much on Valentine's Day. We make chocolate covered strawberries and at home, and we just don't do anything.
Yeah,
and that's all we do. But we have Valentine's Day
will be fun.
It will be fun.
We're gonna smoke and paint.
Mm-hmm. And probably eat some nice treats.
Yeah.
Just hang out.
We might do the fondue and just dip everything.
Why not?
I think that sounds fantastic. And yeah, Justine wants a charcuterie board.
Charcuterie.
And then we're going to have a sleepover. Not that night.
I was like, wait.
Not that night.
No, we are, though, in March.
For my birthday. Not for my birthday, but it happens to be on my birthday.
It does. Well, it's before your birthday.
It can be for my birthday.
Yeah. That I'm excited for that.
Me too.
I'm really excited for that. That'll be so much fun. Reading sleepover, right? We're just gonna read and hang out.
Maybe have another charcuterie board.
Probably. More treats. Another fondue.
It's just
Valentine's Day all over again.
Yeah, we can't have chocolate dipped fruit only though.
No, we cannot. Michaela's
gonna punch us.
Mm-hmm. Michaela will never want to hang out with us again.
We only have chocolate dipped fruit.
We only have
chocolate chipless cookies. I think it'd be kind of funny.
If I could burp, first of all,
if we had only chocolate dipped like pineapple. And then pretended like that's all we had.
It's like, oh, we didn't. I misunderstood.
Oh, I forgot.
I thought you meant you only liked fruit as dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does not. She says fruit disguised as dessert.
Yeah, that's funny.
What hates it. We'll fight you on it. We'll say that fruit is not a dessert.
Which is understandable, but a good strawberry for dessert, like strawberry shortcake's bomb as fuck.
Oh, I love strawberry shortcake.
And strawberry's different.
Strawberry's different.
But I will agree that if you give me like a chocolate covered pineapple, that's not dessert.
That's weird.
That's still part of my meal. Chocolate covered cantaloupe.
Would you? Never have I.
Those edible arrangements. They got chocolate covered literally all of it.
I've never had
chocolate covered banana's good.
I can see how that would be good.
You've never had a chocolate covered banana?
No. I don't think so.
Why?
Banana, I like eating a banana. I don't like.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. I like plain banana.
What?
Yeah, but I don't.
What did you say?
Plain banana.
Plain.
Plain. What did
playing?
Oh, no.
I was like, what does that mean?
You
pretend you're a banana or you play with the banana?
Banana.
Do it. Do the dance.
I don't even know what the dance is. You do it. Show me. I don't know what it is.
No, I asked you first.
Anyway.
You like plain banana.
I like just eating like a plain banana, but I don't like banana flavored things, and I don't like banana dessert. Banana flavored
things are different.
And I don't like banana as a dessert.
See, my cousin? It's my mom's cousin. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All that.
Mm-hmm.
She makes a banana, she calls it banana stuff. It's banana pudding with, like, Cool Whip and Nilla wafers and, like, banana slices. It's very good.
Okay, I can get that. I just think the banana gets too mushy. I don't like it.
But it's all cold, so it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's a good banana, then it stays pretty solid.
Yeah.
But, like.
I don't like banana bread.
Hell yeah. You don't like banana bread?
No, that was like one of my clues that I was pregnant was that I was craving banana bread. I made banana bread the week before I found out I was pregnant.
That's really funny. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you didn't like banana bread. I love banana bread.
I like banana bread as long as you put like a, as long as it has a good amount of cinnamon. I make
mine with chocolate chips.
Nope. Nope. Don't like it.
Cinnamon?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I've different bread maybe? Because now I don't
think I've ever had cinnamon in banana bread.
You don't put cinnamon in banana bread? I'm pretty sure the banana bread I made called for cinnamon.
You also put cheese in your deconstructed stuffed peppers, and I don't do that
either. Not in it, on it.
I just said in it.
I meant on. That was just a typo.
That was just me trying to communicate over text message. That was just
me making a mistake when I was typing. Anyways,
no, I don't think so. I don't think I've ever put cinnamon in banana bread. In zucchini bread, probably.
Zucchini bread.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like zucchini bread. I like zucchini a vegetable bread as a bread.
It's good.
It's very good. I like my grandma's zucchini muffins.
Yeah, zucchini bread.
I know, I'm just saying, in muffin form. I think muffin form.
You know what's weird?
What?
I like meatballs, but I don't like meatloaf.
Two different things.
Okay. My entire family disagrees with you, but I'm on your side.
Thank you.
I like meatballs.
No.
Meatloaf?
Different.
Awful.
Meatloaf, you put, like, ketchup and, like, barbecue sauce and stuff on it.
You can put it on it, but it's made literally the same.
Is it? I don't know. It's two different things, in my opinion.
It is. But you're wrong about why. You don't have to put the stuff you're on
like,
top
I
of it.
I agree that it's different, but I don't follow
it's
your reason.
It's literally the same, but it's different, and you're wrong about it.
Oh.
And there's no cinnamon in banana bread.
Felt pretty right to me.
We'll go with it.
Okay, thank you.
But yeah, chocolate-covered bananas. Do you like, peanut butter and bananas? Like, yeah. Have you ever had, like, a peanut butter banana sandwich?
No.
That's really good.
Like, in it, not in the, like, there's the lack of... I just... It's not something I've, like, put together and had. I'll eat, like, peanut butter. I'll eat, like, slices of banana and, like, put peanut butter over it.
Yeah.
And, like, little...
I make, like, little sandwiches for Silas like that.
I think I'm, like... I've had so much caffeine in such a short amount of time. I feel like I'm, like... vibrating.
Are you okay?
I feel weird. Oh god. Like my cheeks real warm.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I just had way too much caffeine and like I need to just like my cheeks
take
warm.
A second.
Yeah. Well, I'm good, but like my cheeks are warm but the rest of my body feels like
it's
cold.
Pretty chilly in here.
And I think that's what's throwing me off now. I'm like,
You're like, I'm overstimulated and understimulated. Like,
no.
Something's wrong.
Something's not right. Mayday. Because I had a Tim's Boost.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of caffeine in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Because I had a Tim's Boost when I went to go pick up Chloe, so it was like 3:30. And then when I got home and I started making dinner, and when I went to go do my hair, I had a cup of coffee at 5:00.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And I had a whole cup of coffee this morning, and I have not had water today. So my body's just like, you are wrong.
Yeah, it's like alarms going off.
That's what it feels like.
Like you see in the back of your eyes, just this red.
It's just,
every once in a while, I just.
And so I think that's why, like, I feel so weird. I'm like.
You look back the whole time, you're like this. It's like way more aggressive.
It's like I'm gonna like look at this and you're gonna see me just like zone out because like I'm listening but I'll catch myself like I'm shaking abruptly and I'm just like but I'm listening.
Yeah, you haven't looked.
What was that? One Justin Bieber like vine where he, I like the laugh. I don't know what the laugh is. It's a good one though. That's funny. What it reminded me of.
Do you ever watch our videos in 2x speed?
No, and
every time I watch them, I watch it in 2x speed.
I don't
and when
know
we
what
laugh,
we're
I listen.
We
talk way slower than I thought we did.
I don't. Think I have the auditory processing to listen to things too quickly.
Oh no, that's my ADHD hitting hard. Like you've seen me watch TikToks, I always 2x speed it.
That's bizarre to me. I don't know how.
Unless I'm not focusing, like it's playing in the background, I won't. Like, if I'm trying to pay attention to it, I have to put it in 2x speed. I hear faster.
I guess so. I can't. If it's too fast, I'm like, nope. But then sometimes if they're going too slow, I'm like, this needs to be a little bit faster. Some
people talk really slow.
I'm a 1.25. Or like a... Yeah, 1.5. I can't do two. Too fast. Too fast.
And then I get done with it faster.
Who makes sense?
Am I wasting your time? Yes. Pretty tired.
My body's so confused. It says, man, you've really been moving a lot these past 20 minutes.
A lot of shaking, a lot of vibrating. We need to wrap it up.
My body just said, shutting down.
I said, we're done.
Goodbye.
Too much, too much, too much.
I don't know what happened. I'm not handling
this. Oh my God, she said the dino.
I don't know what's going on with me. I'm so sorry.
It's really not been any
it's not
inconvenience or you've made me aware of it. Okay. I haven't.
Okay, before that, because I was afraid it was so aware. So obvious. My God. Anyways, what were we talking about?
I don't think anything at this point.
I think we were just moving along.
And I'm falling off the couch again.
and my whole body is just like giving up.
Like, oh my God.
I don't know. I feel real weird. All that caffeine is just in such a short amount of time.
I don't smell chicken anymore.
I'm just struggling, I guess.
You're having a tough time.
I'm having a tough time. I've been having a tough day.
Week.
Having a tough week.
Yeah. Tough year, really.
It's a tough year, really.
January has been like 300 days so far.
I shared that on Facebook. It was like, January's been a real tough year so far. We'll get them next
We'll get them next year.
Next year will be better or something. Because that's how it feels. January felt like it was so long.
January and February are the longest months, and that's ridiculous. Well, is it a leap year?
It is.
But February is always long for me. January and February.
February for being the shortest month out of all 12 of them.
Very long. Always the longest. And also, let's talk about how it's 2024.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the same... Aren't we having both the same candidates? Is Trump running again?
I didn't with all his felonies? Think he could.
He probably still will somehow.
I didn't think he could.
Same candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he will. What can he not do? Like,
I don't know.
Logically, anyone can run for president as long as they're over the age. They could be in the ground, and as long as they can just stick their head out of their grave, they can still run.
As long as their signing hand is up there, it's fine.
Yeah, and they're a white male, except for Obama. I miss
Obama.
But anyways, we have the same maybe candidates. It's a leap year.
Mm-hmm. Well, the leap year always falls on an election year.
I had to have that
reality kicked into me by reading. I was like, four years.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But then something else, and then someone was like, the only thing we're missing is like what equates to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't.
I
can do quarantine again when everything will shut down. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. I liked having my husband home.
Yeah. I like not having to go anywhere. We did those scratch off. Like,
we did too.
Drawing
we did
puzzles. Things. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you and I did those things at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Puzzles. Played a lot of the Switch games. Played video. It was great.
I liked the point where we were able to, like, create bubbles. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just in our home, but people you know were not going with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can hang out pods. With small group. Yeah, pods. That was nice. I'd do that again. But the whole having a baby in a pandemic and having children in general in a pandemic and all that. No, thanks.
No. I wouldn't do, like, getting married during the pandemic again. Not a chance. Like,
we got married right before you did over here.
Yep, you did. We, on the other hand, had been engaged for 2 years and then the pandemic happened. And we were like, we're supposed to get married this year.
Yeah.
No, it'll be,
Oh, the woodchuck.
Not
chipmunk, obviously. What's the other word? Groundhog.
Yeah, it's called for an early spring.
Yeah, that's the same thing that happened in 2022.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
2020 as well.
Yeah, 2020, yeah.
T-O-O.
I follow.
Okay.
Comma, T-O-O.
Which I don't know all the...
I don't know.
Logistics of that, but I think it's bullshit, and that poor groundhog just wants to go back into his hole.
That groundhog's just like, I...
He looks terrified every time.
This is literally just what I do as He's nature. He's like, I'm
just hungry.
I'm just being an animal.
Stop picking me up. They pick him up.
That poor thing. He's like,
and it wasn't the original one. Didn't it die? And
probably. I have no idea. I don't. Groundhog's Day is not
I don't know.
A thing to me. I forget about it every year.
Oh, that's literally today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Didn't know
I
that.
Thought this happened a few days ago, but it must have been literally today. It's the second.
I don't know.
How do you like the new setup after recording a whole episode?
I think I like it.
I like it.
I think I like it. I think it'll be a good change.
I'm not as uncomfortable.
No, I'm not as uncomfortable. I mean, I am uncomfortable, I'm uncomfortable, but not because of this.
Yeah.
I think I need to go home.
All right.
But we'll see you soon. TikTok's been weird. We kind of got shadow banned, so I'm giving it a minute before I post. But follow us on, you know, keep up with us. We're here. We're just going to keep doing this. At this point, it's fun.
If you have any topic ideas or any TikToks you want to see or anything we've talked about that you want to hear about again, or we're kind of thinking about maybe doing, like, special episodes where we do, like,
book talks.
Bookish.
Yeah,
bookish episodes, maybe do some reviews. Mm-hmm. If you have any book recommendations or any books that you know we've read that you want to hear, we're on Goodreads.
Yeah, just on Goodreads, we'll find
our names.
Yeah.
But yeah, put some stuff in the comments and we'll listen.
Find us on Instagram and DM us ideas.
Yep.
We're here to create a space.
Yep.
We're gonna
hang out.
That's what we're doing. 2024 is we're creating space for people and hanging out and talking and drinking water when we drink caffeine.
Yep.
My whole body's yelling at me right now.
Bye, Greta.
Bye, Bree.